Hey everybody, welcome to James C. Jams. Don't ask me what episode number this is because we're all muddled up. We're recording shows and they're coming out in the wrong order. I don't know why, but I think it's kind of things are happening organically. I think that is the reason I'm going to give. Anyway, it doesn't matter which order we're in because today we've got two of our students from the advertising program. We've got Simon and we have Vincent. And these guys are doing something outside of the major. So they've got together with, I think there's other folks as well. I mean, you can like fill me in a minute.
Yeah.
They've created this thing called Tower Tunes. And Tower Tunes is a social media experiment. No? We can call it an experiment?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Mainly lots of over Instagram, where these guys are getting together and they're reviewing records and artists and things, which is, it's really cool. It's actually really cool to be able to say that they're reviewing records, right, as well, because there is a kind of lot of, amongst music folks, this return to vinyl, which is awesome. And what has really impressed me, actually, is, I mean, I've been looking at like, some of these reviews, and they're picking up on some pretty good bands, and these guys know their music history as well. I've got to say that. Kudos to you both, you know, absolutely. And also, when I've asked them to bring some of their favorite records in, one of my favorites is here as well. That's kind of a coincidence. Nobody would have known that. So awesome work, you guys. So first of all, let's go over to you, Simon and Vincent, and introduce yourselves. Who are you? What do you do? And why are you doing this?
Yeah, so I'm Simon. I'm the creative director of Tower Tunes. We've got a four-person team. It's us plus Lucas and Charles. And basically, I do most of the visual creative work. And Vincent?
Yeah, so I'm the copywriter of the team. I'm pretty much just doing like the captions and, you know, also more of the reviews and stuff. I think I would be like proofreading those. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
Okay, yeah. And you're both advertising majors?
Yes,
we're both on the creative track as well.
Okay, and both in agency as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's another, a whole other episode that we talked about before and we're going to be talking about again.
Yeah.
So it's really good to see you guys actually being involved in stuff that's social as well, actually. You know, I mean, getting together and listening and talking about music is pretty cool. What made you start this endeavor?
So basically, Tower Tunes was originally my project. I was working on it for a... it was a portfolio class project. I was working on it for the benefit of local record stores, trying to kind of, as you said, capitalize on that return to vinyl that this generation is, I don't know, spearheading. And I stopped it because it was a lot of work. And then my roommate, Lucas, was like, hey, you need to start that again. He was like, I'll help you start it up. And I'm like, no, it's too much work. But we got a team of four, and we've been doing 3 to 4 posts a week. So it's been a wild ride, and we're going to keep going.
Awesome. And so Vincent, what's the aim behind it? You know, why are you doing this? Is it just for your own personal benefit, or do you think there's a bigger mission involved?
Yeah, I think most of it is just personal benefit. You know, because this isn't like really linked to any class specifically right now, which does make it hard sometimes to have like the drive to keep pushing out content. But I think it's more so just because we have like this thing. I wouldn't say it's like pretentious, but we have some pride in our music taste, and we feel like a lot of the stuff that we review is more like not so well known. So we just kind of want to spread that to the greater mm-hmm. community.
So there is a mission.
Yeah.
To culturally educate the masses, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
sure.
Absolutely.
I would say so.
Yeah. And I'm totally behind that. I totally agree with what you're doing there, you guys. Actually, it's really good. And to me, it speaks more than just about, hey, you know, you guys like music and you want to talk about it, right? It's more to do with who we are, like, so within the world of advertising, mm-hmm. which is we're people who like to listen to new things, to different ideas, to... And I've always said this, haven't I? You've got to become cultural sponges.
Yes.
This is something I always say in my classes, and it's so true. And it's nice to see this variety of music that you're bringing in here. I mean, do you guys want to walk me through these?
Sure. I guess we can start over here. So this is an album. This is my personal favorite album. It's called Seven by Beach House. It's a dream pop record. It is, I think, 10 or so songs long. It is absolutely incredible. Every song works so well. And I don't think either of you know this record very well, but this is a personal favorite. Do you want to discuss this one in the middle?
Yeah, so this is Imaginal Disc by Magdalena Bay. It's actually both of ours, or both of our favorite albums of all time. Not our most favorite, but one of them. And yeah, this came out last year. It was, I believe, was it your album of the year last year?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was both of our albums of the year last year. And yeah, this is really, I don't know, it's mainly synth pop, but it also has like these very like extended instrumental parts within. So it's like, it has a bit of like proggy influence. And it's also, it has live drums. It's very like guitar driven. So it's like this really great mix of genres, and it's very cohesive. I mean, it's a masterpiece, I would say.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah. And then you've got My Bloody Valentine, which is, I was telling you guys just before we started recording how, yeah, not only is it one of my all-time favorites, actually, particularly this album, but again, having that personal relationship, you know, with the bands is kind of interesting, you know?
Yeah.
I was a bit like you guys, actually, so, you know, during my student days as well, and still now. I'm a music geek, you know, I'll admit to that. My taste is eclectic, but it's very much rooted within the purity of, I guess, the purity of punk. You know, it's like, so what comes out of that and
really?
Protest and blah. You know, get me going with it, and we could be here all day. But My Bloody Valentine, of course, that takes me back to, like, so to back to art school and to the things we listened to, the, you know, the interactions we had and everything. And it's a very particular kind of post-punk feeling that you get, like, you know, when you listen to this.
Yeah.
Is this kind of the theme that you guys have? Are you picking up on this style of music and seeing where it fits in the present day, or are you just kind of open to all of the kinds of sounds?
Well, I'd say for me, so both of these, the MBV record and the Beach House, are kind of within the dream pop and shoegaze like universe, and that's a lot of what I was listening to last year, at least. I listened to a lot of similar stuff along those lines, but we're constantly evolving in terms of our music taste. I've been listening to more like folk stuff recently, very different, but got some parallels as well.
Yeah, and just for like just speaking on this record, because this is the only one that I'm like very well versed on in terms of these three, even though I have listened to all of them. Like this is very outside of like most of the stuff I listen to. Cause I think the main genre I listen to is like punk music. Mm-hmm. And just like what you said before about it like fitting into the culture. Yeah, it's really just like, wait, am I allowed to get like political on here?
Of course, absolutely.
Okay, yeah, so yeah, just with like the current administration and stuff, I have very like strong feelings about that, and I feel like when I listen to punk, I'm able to kind of use it as a device to like vent out those feelings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Okay, and yeah, of course, you know, punk is the voice of uprising and protest, and that's where we were back in the 70s and 80s, and mm-hmm. Well, here we are today, right? So I'm going to drive you guys towards Mazzy Star as well, if you're kind of into this sort of thing.
I like Mazzy Star.
You like Mazzy Star, yeah? Again, they had their moment. They're actually having a bit of a revival right now as well. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, yeah, I was looking at your Instagram, actually, and I think you had a post where you were talking about The Clash, and I thought, this is cool that you guys are kind of, you know, finding the music from before and now, and you're making these connections. And have you grown your following to this point, or?
Well, we're trying. Back in the days when I was doing it solo, it was like we had maybe 50 followers, and we're slowly growing. We're just gonna keep doing our thing. I mean, we're not really doing it for the following, but obviously it would be amazing if we did get a bigger following. But yeah.
Okay, and where do you see this leading to? You know, in terms of, can you see like, I don't know, a big repository of the history of music, or?
Well, we want to work with the larger community, because we don't want to just be sharing our own music taste. We want it to be like a two-sided thing, you know, hearing from the community. What are people actually listening to?
Yeah.
And yeah.
Any kind of radio station in the offing?
I guess.
Well, we were thinking of, yeah, I think we were thinking of more getting involved in like the SJSU community in particular. There are a couple of DJs that we're thinking of like interviewing, but you know, even outside, like we've just been looking at stuff, but it's all just conceptual right now.
Yeah, I mean, you can, I don't know, compile lots of mixtapes as well periodically. And
oh yeah, well, we've been doing like, or we did one playlist that we kind of made for the community, and we're gonna probably keep doing some of that. We might actually do like community suggestions and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. yeah, it's more just trying to get more involved with like our audience and yeah.
Right, I see a big future for this. I'll be honest with you, I'm really excited about it. Also because it kind of shows the kind of things that, you know, that our students do and get up to just because they love something, right? And honestly, I can see this influencing the work that you do moving forward as well. Keep your minds open in this way. It's a beautiful thing to do, you know?
Yeah.
Visually, I'm excited about your Instagram as well. I think it's got a nice vibe to it. And can you just remind us of like what the Instagram handle is so you can get more followers, hopefully? I don't know.
Yeah, so we used to be called SJSU Tower Tunes. Now we are just Tower Tunes. Just Tower Tunes, nothing else. It's a nice Instagram handle, and you should definitely follow us. We'll have a lot of exciting stuff coming up. We're going to, I think, shift our focus over towards Instagram Reels a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, anything you want to add?
No, I think that's all. I mean, follow if you want a better music taste, I suppose.
Yeah. Maybe even bands, local bands, student bands could get in touch with you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
know.
Definitely.
I mean, why not, you know?
Yeah, we want to search around for some local and student bands to interview and talk to.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is great. Honestly, I could be talking all day. We've not spoken about the album and the music and things, because that's what you do in your Instagram anyway, right? So I would say, you know, follow these guys, because this is good. This is a good thing. So thank you, Simon. Thank you, Vincent. Look forward to seeing how this whole thing evolves and grows. And maybe even, like, so once you leave here, you know, once you graduate and you become advertising creative somewhere in the world, you'll still keep on doing your Tower Tunes.
Yeah, hopefully.
At least I hope. You still have an interest in music. Don't ever let that die. Okay.
I don't think we will. Thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for being here. And thank you, everybody, for listening. Please follow these guys, Tower Tunes, on Instagram. It's a really cool thing. Next time round, we're going to have another guest. I think probably Velen from advertising is going to be talking about the New York trip that literally just happened. So I maybe promised that in the previous episode, but it's going to be happening next anyway. So, okay, until next time, this is James C. Jams. Thank you so much.